This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacy Poehler.
Hey, everybody. We are here talking with Lindsay Wiggins from GHIR Construction. She co-owns the company with her husband, Wes. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hi, Stacy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we're excited to chat. Why don't you start by telling us about the business?
Great. GHIR is a construction company locally in, we are based in Dawsonville, Georgia. We service the North Atlanta metro area. It was founded in 2009 by Wes Wiggins, which is my husband. I run our operations of the company, oversee day-to-day processes and make sure our jobs run smoothly. 2009, Wes decided to get out of the roofing industry and turn into a general contractor to open up a wide variety of services. And we offer residential and commercial services. We do a lot of kitchen, bathroom, basements, additions, full home renovations, decks, outdoor spaces, and commercial spaces. So we do anything from the ground up. We also do custom home builds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Wes came to GHIR through the roofing industry. You want to talk a little bit about, you know, where you came from and maybe a little bit more about his background?
Yes. So I'll tell you the ropes of Wes first. Wes was in the Navy from 1993 to 1997. And decided that the Navy wasn't the career route that he wanted to continue with. So his stepfather was in the construction industry, and he learned a lot from him and decided to start his own company. So he started framing homes from 1998 to 2008. And in 2008, when the economy took a turn for the worse for the building industry, he woke up one morning and there were no jobs on the table, and he decided to quickly shift and started roofing in South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. And in 2012, life happened and he started focusing back on Georgia, starting family with us, and just decided to stay local. Started GHIR Construction in 2009 and started to grow more as a general contractor, and that's where GHIR Construction started.
And how about you?
I was a stay-at-home mom with our kids for a while until our company started growing, and I realized my husband needed help in the office and customer service-wise, so I decided to jump in and take the reins and help grow the company with him.
Awesome. And since you've been there, what are some of the things that you see as like misconceptions or misperceptions that folks have about the construction industry that you want to take a minute to maybe help them understand better?
Through my past 8 years being with the company, I definitely learned a lot and I have seen a lot. And the most important thing that keeps popping up, which is very unfortunate for homeowners, is there's a lot of people that are not licensed that offer services and say they can do some things. And next thing you know, the clients are invested and out money with poor quality work or unfinished work that is not completed. And they're calling around now trying to find someone to fix or it come in and finish from what the other contractors have started. And it's just a big issue because I know for us, for example, we will not come after somebody else's work and we have to start all over. So what I would tell homeowners is to make sure you do your due diligence and make sure that they're actually state licensed contractors.
Definitely a tough part of that industry. What are some of the favorite types of projects that Wes likes to do?
Right now, we are really enjoying the new home builds, the clients can be very creative, and we get to thrive off of the creativity-ness of it. Mm-hmm. Creativeness. It's fun to see it, to bring people's dreams to reality. I know that's a very common saying, but it's real. And watching it become someone's life is amazing. Awesome. And fulfilling that for them.
What are some of the towns that you guys are building right now?
We have some in Pickens County, okay, in Dawsonville, and coming. We focus on everything north of really Sandy Springs and up to Cleveland, Dahlonega, Jasper.
Awesome.
So areas.
And when you guys aren't working, what do you like to do for fun?
We like to drive around and look at properties. We always are paying attention to what's going on in the building industry. We also love to spend time with our family and hike outdoors, anything outdoors. We're always traveling, doing stuff like that.
How old are your children?
We have 4 kids. One is 28, one is 12, 7, and 5.
Oh, wow. You guys are busy then.
Very, very busy. So much fun.
And when you're looking at property, I mean, have you guys done any like spec builds that you're doing on your own, or mostly just focusing in on the custom home build work?
Right now it's focused on customers, but that is definitely in the works for this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's like a one-stop shop there then, definitely. you know, I think any business owner faces some challenges. Can you talk about, you know, some of the hardships that you and Wes have had with GHIR and kind of how you work through them and how you overcame those obstacles?
Absolutely. If businesses didn't have hardships, they wouldn't learn the life lessons of business and growing. Some of our hardships have been with internal. We've tried to hire project managers and crew leaders and subcontractors to help with our projects. And sometimes we've run across some that just are not what they say they are. And it's been a very long process to find good people that are honest, trustworthy, especially if we're taking them into clients' homes. It's been hard. And we are at a point now where we know what we do not want. And this year is our year for growing. We are going to grow. We have some guys that have been with us for the past 6 to 8 years that are now coming more
seasoned,
and they are ready to lead our projects, and we are so excited about it.
Awesome. Can you talk about, you know, maybe some of the things that our listeners don't know about GHIR that you want them to know?
Absolutely. A lot of times you see businesses from the outside and definitely not the inside of what's going on within an operation. We are very trustworthy people. We treat every project like it is our own, and that is the truth. We are very loyal and honest. We have a lot of integrity. We don't settle for anything, and we don't want our clients either. We are very detailed oriented too. We pay attention to every detail within a project. And that's something that really does set us apart, because our guys are craftsmen as well, and they provide quality work. And we stand behind that. If something isn't right, we make sure it's right before the job is done.
I know that some contractors, you know, spend all their time doing other people's homes, and they don't have a chance to kind of do the things to their own home that they want to do. And then others, you walk in and they have like the most beautiful showcase homes you've ever seen. Which camp do you guys fall into?
That's really funny that you brought that up. We actually lived with our home in Sheetrock for about 5 years. So we have been slowly closing in spaces, opening walls to make it our forever home. And we were so busy in around 2016 to 2018. We definitely did not get to finish our own home. So I've had a couple kids in the process. In our home, we had subfloor 1 year for Christmas. We didn't even have a floor in one space. In 2020, we finally decided to focus on our home and finish it. And we did. So now we have the home that we've always wanted. But you're right. You definitely don't want to focus on your home when you're doing it every day, where we are the last priority.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess now the good thing is you kind of understand what it's like to live in that construction chaos, and you probably work really hard to minimize that for all the clients that you guys have there.
Absolutely. That is definitely true. We have gone through that. So we definitely make sure that their process is as comfortable as it possibly can be.
Good deal. Good deal. Can you share with us where folks can find you, your website, that kind of stuff?
Yes. Obviously, our first point of contact would be to call us. Pick up the phone. It's 404-922-7379. But obviously, we also have a website, and we have an information form on there that clients can actually fill out, and it comes directly to me, and I will call them and schedule appointments that way. We're also found on Facebook and Instagram as GHIR Construction. You can follow us, contact us that way, and we also have an office in Dawsonville. It's behind the outlet malls. It's a physical location. People could stop in and say hi if they wanted to.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lindsay.
Thank you, Stacy. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Milton and More. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmilton.com. That's gnpmilton.com. Or call 470-664-4930.